being able to play with, you know, just the top competition in the country. And then, you know, being coached by, you know, NFL coaches kind of gave me a different perspective of how, you know, the NFL is going to be like. So I feel like overall it was definitely just a great atmosphere and just something for me to take in and just experience as well. I definitely use my basketball skills. You know, when it comes to playing football, I mean, but I feel like me being athletic, I mean, definitely helped me get to where I am. But I feel like, you know, in the NFL, I feel like everybody in the NFL is athletic, so I definitely have to, you know, kind of stick to my fundamentals to get better. Defensively, really not really educated. I mean, just overall, you know, it's 32 teams, you know, and it's just a lot to take in. But I mean, obviously, I'm pretty sure. They either run a 3-4 or 4-3, and I'm capable of obviously playing both positions or whatever. So just the fact if I ever have a chance to play, play for New England, I'll be ready. I haven't had any formal interviews. I've had informal. So with the Ravens, not yet. Not at all. I tell coaches I play all the way to a zero technique, all the way to a nine. You know, just the fact that, you know, in college, Coach Kill had me play, you know, three technique, 2-eye, everything. So, I'm very versatile, and I'm very comfortable at playing anything they want me to play.
The nose tackles these days kind of have to be. Is that the evolution of the position?
I feel like you got to be obviously tough to play a zero technique. You know, it's very claustrophobic and, just playing zero. But I feel like, the people that stand out, you know, just being a hybrid, three technique, you have to be able to play inside as well. So I feel like that's definitely one of my strengths. I just had to catch up to, you know, obviously there's a lot of great D tackles here, and I feel like I'm definitely, a few steps behind them. This is my third year playing D tackle, and I've obviously got to where I am now just by, you know, just being athletic and being strong. But I feel like, you know, there's a lot of D tackles here that has been playing this position for a long time, and I feel like I have to catch up just, just to educate myself why. Obviously more on D tackle and just kind of, be more fundamental, because especially when you get to the next round, you know, I feel like everybody in the NFL is athletic, especially the D tackles. It just gives me, you know, a different insight on just, how to be versatile and play, you know, a zero technique all the way to, you know, a loose five against, offensive tackle. So I feel like, me getting that comfortability, you know, in college has kind of helped me be able to do that, you know, in the next level. Third down packages. If I'm able to play, you know, a loose five and go 1-on-1 against a tackle, and just get, you know, penetration. Just one of the things I like to do. But as well, if coaches want me to play zero technique, or if they want me to play three, I'm definitely capable of doing that as well. I obviously have kids to feed now. You know, it's not just more of an opportunity. It's more of a job now. It definitely kind of motivates me to work that much harder, you know, and obviously compete that much harder. So I feel like, you know, me having a three-year-old running around kind of gives me, just more, you know, motivation to stay focused and obviously to stay hungry. I just got to stop thinking. Me obviously playing D-tackle for 3 years, I feel like I've definitely, developed flaws. And when it comes to that, it's definitely overthinking. And then when I overthink, I feel like I'm not, you know, doing something right. I'm always freezing up. So I feel like, once I get a better sense of just educating myself on D-tackle and just what to look for on the O-line, I'll be able to stop thinking and just play.
With Coach Kill, how did he get you
you ready for the NFL? Great question.
I mean, you know, Coach K definitely taught me how to watch film and, I mean, just do a lot of board talk, you know, and just how to talk, you know, football, really, you know. And, you know, obviously before when, I mean, obviously when Coach Kill didn't get, I mean, when he was first here, it's kind of hard for me to, you know, kind of read, you know, I mean, just, the, I mean, the defensive schemes and the offensive schemes. But once Coach Kill and his coaching staff got here, they kind of sat me down and took me, you know, under the wing and kind of, increase baby steps when it comes to, you know, just, I mean, how to watch film and just how to, you know, talk football. I mean, he's definitely took me under his wing and kind of sat me down and just kind of gave me, you know, a different perspective, kind of gave me a different perspective of life. You know, obviously, you know, him and his situation or whatever and just how he kind of conquers that, you know, shows how brave he is. And, I mean, he's definitely, you know, taught me some things as well. I like to watch Sue. I mean, you know, when he does good things, obviously, I mean, he's known for being, you know, a notorious D-tackle. But, I mean, he's definitely strong and disruptive. I feel like I definitely have that that strength as well. And then, you know, and then a little J.J. Watt as well. You know, he's very, you know, fast and technique-wise. He has a great mechanics. So I kind of, you know, I mean, I try to combine both of those together and try to pursue that.
Why such the heavy rotation on the defensive line in Minnesota?
I'm really not the one to ask. You know, I mean, I'm just there to play football. I really can't, you know, ask coaches about, you know, who I'm not playing a lot. Really, I mean, I was signed up just to play football, but Coach Kill believed in, you know, fresh legs. Three plays and out. So, you know, I really couldn't argue about that because he was a coach and I was a player. So I kind of just had to follow the rules.
Do you believe you can be a three-down player at the next level?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. No question.
Do you feel it's a big opportunity
for you? Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like, you know, just me coming into combine, I feel like I'm an underdog. You know, I feel like a lot of people don't understand. I mean, I feel like a lot of people don't think I have the mechanics and have the, you know, just the talent to play D tackle. And I mean, no. Obviously, on the bench press or just the 40, I definitely have an opportunity to showcase my talent. So I'm definitely looking forward to that.
My apologies have been asked already. Could you imagine this, you know, 12, 14, 15 years ago, where you were as a child, your upbringing and all that?
No, not really. But I mean, I was just blessed to be adopted by, you know, just great parents that kind of just gave me another opportunity, you know, for a childhood, you know, and just to be able to play sports and use that as an outlet, you know, I feel like that definitely helped me. And I was able to trust my struggle and just kept moving forward. So, I mean, you know, 12 years ago, I definitely wouldn't see this coming.
I know you're not a fortune teller, but would you have been here today without them?
No, not at all. Not at all. I really don't focus on that, you know, just mock drafts and, you know, just the online things. I mean, I really don't feed into that. The only thing I can control is myself and how I get better. So really, I kind of just push that aside and just focus on myself and just bring, you know, Rasheed to the table.
Jason Bromley, table 5.